Welcome to the PopGo Project Podcast, a platform for the discussion and discovery of arts and entertainment. We focus on highlighting people and events that add value to the world around us. Visit us on all social media platforms by searching the PopGo Project or visit our website at thepopgoproject.com. Welcome to the show and thank you so much for listening. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services. Contact Keller's today and get your yard cleaned up before that dirty old man winter comes. I hate to say it, but he's on his way. The mornings are cold. They're frigid. I don't like it. I'm turning the steering wheel warmer on. I'm putting the seat warmers on. It's just miserable. But contact Keller's today. And if you're looking for snow removal services during the winter months, they can take care of that for you too. Do not break your back this winter and leave the heavy lifting to the professionals at Keller's, family owned and operated. Their team is looking forward to serving you. Keller's Garden Center and Landscaping Services, located on Kern Street in Exeter near Blue Ribbon Dairy. Find them on social media to learn more. Aaron, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Aaron Dugan.
That's me.
You'll always be Aaron Dugan to me, but you're happily married.
Happily married.
Yeah, so it's Aaron Dugan Jurchak now.
Yeah, so it's a J. So everybody says Jurchak.
Jurchak, right.
But it's yeah, pronounced as Jurchak as it would be a Y.
Jurchak. Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I'm not sure how familiar you are with the PopGo Project podcast, but essentially it's just conversations with musicians, creators, artists, content creators. Obviously, you're one of those, content creator, you're massive in the beauty world. So I wanted to kind of talk to you about how that all came to be. I feel like, you know, we are part of that like 7 degrees of separation to an extent, right? Before I even knew you officially, you know, before we started, you know, having the same friends, like I knew you, I think you went to Kings and I went to Kings, mm-hmm. but I was a couple years ahead of you. You spent time in media. I was in media, just different forms at the time. And I don't know what your career path was, what ultimately left you or brought you to where you are today, but I want to get into all that because you've had some massive success online and on your social media channels. And my wife, who you know, she bought a beach waiver from a recommendation of yours. Yeah, several years ago. And she has used it ever since. I think it was actually at, Lindsay or Nicole's bachelorette party.
Okay.
When you may have kind of introduced her to that product.
Yeah. And I just came out with my own a month ago.
Well, let's talk about that too, for sure. But I mean, and I think what ultimately outside of like our connection at Kings, I at one point interned and worked for, I didn't work for your cousin, I think, Christina Dugan.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Your cousin. So she was my like boss when I was an intern, and then I was fortunate enough that she decided to move on from the Weekender and I got hired to replace her. So if it weren't for her, maybe my career would never have took off to where it did. But yeah, so we're connected way back.
Oh yeah, I mean that's NEPA for you. I feel like everybody is, and I've seen you at a million events, and
yeah.
Obviously your wife is just the sweetest, the most beautiful.
I actually got a phone call today, from a guy that I work with. He's, one of our printing partners at Axelrad Screen Printing. And, he called me up, and this is like the first time I've got this in a long time. More often than not, I get, how did you do it? Like regarding marrying my wife and being with my wife, because as you know, and as you just said, she's very beautiful. I am not much to look at. I know that. I'm okay with it.
Oh, come on.
I always say nice guys finish first, right? But he called me today and he said, hey, you know what? I saw some pictures. We posted some of our holiday photos that was done by Rachel Card. And he said, I saw the photos you posted and I see you online. And he goes, yeah, you deserve a pat on the back. I said, Rich, thanks a lot for that. I really appreciate that.
But she's beautiful on the inside.
Oh, I know.
As well.
I always tell the story.
She's a sweet person.
I always tell the story. Initially, when I first met her, I thought she was a stuck-up, like, girl.
No.
Because she was beautiful, right? And but she was very, she was beautiful and didn't know it. She didn't have that confidence. She didn't have that, like, she was shy. So she would never be the first to talk to somebody. So I was like, oh, you're hot and you know it. But it turns out she was just very, very shy. So I took her wrong from the start, but I'm glad we're where we are now.
Now you have two beautiful children, correct?
Two children, yes. And you have one of your own. Now our kids are doing basketball at the Pittston YMCA.
How exciting is that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was funny. I saw you walk in and I saw, is her name Carrie or Kara?
Oh, Kara.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she was a friend of a girl who worked at the weekend. And when I was there, I haven't seen her in probably 8, 9, 10 years. So it was cool to see her. And then Katie Gross, who is now Katie Borkowski, her son was also playing in a different level than our children are because he's a little older. So it was kind of neat to kind of be part of that and see some old friendly faces and just see how far we've grown.
I know. I feel like it was yesterday. We were just, you know, hanging out at the bar doing shots. And now this is like my bedtime. We're recording this. It's like,
yeah, sorry.
My bedtime now.
Sorry. Yeah. I do these so late because I want to make sure that, you know, I put my kids to bed. We do the story time. And so it's some late nights doing these. So again, thank you for taking the time.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit about like the history of Aaron Duke. And I mentioned some brief topics, Kings. I think you did some Kings radio. I think that's, I saw you on social media back then. And I feel like I reached out to you at one point, you and a friend of yours, what was her name?
Lindsay? Remember.
Maybe Lindsay. Yes. I think you guys had a radio show at Kings maybe.
Yeah. We were doing a pop punk kind of hour and local tour dates. We would go over things like that.
Yeah, and you guys played a song, and I believe it was called I'm a Pirate, You're a Princess.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is how
wow.
far, yeah.
Wow.
I'm a nut with music. That's why one reason I started this whole podcast. But yeah, so I remember vividly, I was listening to you guys on Kings Radio, and that song played, and actually I think I just commented on something you posted online for the show, and I had no idea who it was at the time, because that was 1,000 years ago, too.
Oh, different lifetime. That was, gosh, I graduated from Kings in 2009. So that was probably 2007.
Huh.
And yeah, way back.
It may have been 2008 because I feel like I was with Amanda at that point. But whatever, it doesn't matter. A long time ago. But you went to college at Kings. I'm assuming you majored in some kind of communications.
Yeah, just broad communications. Cool. I actually wanted to be a fashion writer. I just had this long, crazy, twisty, turny career path, but that's what I wanted to do. I studied abroad in London my junior year, and you know, I thought fashion writing was what I wanted to do. And I was always into art and creativity and painting and just writing. And I wrote a fashion column for The Crown, which was the King's paper. So I studied abroad in London. And then I got back and I had no money. I was just like, all right, I need a job, because I had saved up so much to study abroad. And I saw a little note on the door on the fourth floor of McGowan building. And it was like, we need camera people for the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins, like contact us. And I had also liked filming like little short music videos with my friends. And I really got into editing. So I thought, well, that could be cool because I'm pretty good with camera. Next thing you know, I was earning, I think it was like $40 a game or something to learn how to do camera. And back then, I mean, it was the camera that was like 100 pounds. and over your shoulder, for an entire an entire Penguins game, I'd have it on my shoulder. I'd go home like, oh, limping, but I'd be like, wow, I really learned something, and I learned how to roll cables and just all the behind the scenes stuff. But it was really good to have building blocks to really just see where everything starts and kind of go from there.
That's cool. So, after that, like, I mean, so you worked doing that with the Penguins, and you had that kind of play out.
So yeah, through that job, so that was called J2K Productions. It was like Joe Fox ran it. Who he still works at Mohegan Sun.
Oh really?
Yeah, like, and he took me in and showed me all the audio and everything. I caught the bug. And then I got to meet somebody from Fox 56 through that job, and they were looking for somebody to come on to the Fox 56 sports show, which was a popular show with John Mandola for many years. And they're looking for somebody to come on and shoot and edit and help produce the show. And I had been doing so much editing then my senior year at Kings that they said I would be a perfect fit. The day after I graduated, it was like, okay, you know, right in, and started editing and shooting. And then, gosh, I worked at Fox for 10 years. And then over those 10 years, I kind of worked my way up to hosting the show, producing the show, everything. So I did sideline reporting at Fox for many years for, you know, football, basketball, covered all sorts of sports. And I enjoyed it. I really did.
I don't think I realized you were there for 10 years.
10 years.
And how about that? You wanted to be a fashion writer and you went into sports.
But throughout all of this, I love the beauty world. I love the beauty industry. I've always loved makeup and hair. I did my own hair and makeup for TV for all those years. And I grew up in my mom's hair salon and always loved just being in the salon and seeing hair and makeup. Yeah. Being around the beauty world. So throughout those 10 years, at Fox, I was also trying to do kind of what I'm doing now. So I tried to write a beauty blog and just gain some traction. You know, I'd get home from working all day and then try to do that at night and film. I tried to film YouTube videos of makeup tutorials, and I auditioned at QVC a bunch of times. It was always kind of on the back burner that I loved the beauty industry, and I felt like to me, QVC was always it for me because of my background in live television and just being around production, but also having a true passion for the beauty industry. I just felt like, wow, that would be it. So the fact that I'm doing what I'm doing now is completely wild. I'm so wild. Grateful. Oh,
that's so cool. Like it's funny how life works, right? It's like, you just like, you do all these things. Like you have like a vision in your mind of like where you want to be, where you want to go. And you know, maybe your day job doesn't, you know, fulfill that, but you're still kind of doing things in the background and you're just kind of put your time in. But like your daytime job also kind of lays a bit of the groundwork too, right? For, you know, your future without you even knowing almost.
Yeah. I mean, one of the big things, because I get a chance to talk to, you know, college students or just different groups here and there. And one of the biggest things I tell young people is just not to say no to anything, because you really never know what is going to lead to what. I mean, did I think that going behind a goal at a Penguins game and a camera would lead me to where I am now? Absolutely not. But you never know what networking you're going to do, who you're going to meet, what skills you're going to learn along the way. Everything has been a building block along the way to where I am now.
Yeah, so it's so wild. So as far as like being with Fox 56 and kind of in sports, as a female, did you experience any kind of hurdles in that world?
Ooh, well, to be completely frank with you, that's part of the reason why I ended up leaving Fox 56. Just issues that I feel like a lot of women in the sports industry probably go through. And at a certain point I had just kind of had enough and wanted out. And that's why I left and went to Special Guest app for a while. And then I had my son And then I was actually back to work at the Penguins for a little bit as an MC for all the home games. Mm-hmm. And that's when COVID hit and right. the season shut down. And at that point, that's when I was just home with no job, nothing to do. And that's when I started TikTok.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull you back a little bit, back to special guests, because I knew like you left Fox 56, and it kind of seemed abruptly. I mean, from an outside viewer, it kind of seemed abruptly. So like, and then you went to Special Guest, which was like it's like a talent agency. It helps musicians and performers and comedians and things like that. You know, it's like a booking platform, which is still around right. today. You know, Chris Jones is the head of that. He actually also launched an extension of that called merchbooth.com, who was a sponsor of the podcast here for a few months. So he's still pushing. He's a partner with Damon Wayans Jr. Mm-hmm. So what was that like? I mean, that's pretty wild. I feel like I saw you at a Penguins home game. I was working with Rock 107. We were doing a live remote. I think I saw you in passing, and it's the first time I saw you since, you know, you left Fox and you left Special Guest. And you kind of alluded to working a lot with, you know, entertainers that were, you know, in LA and things like that. So we'll kind of talk about that world.
So, yeah, actually, I ended up doing, well, towards the end of my time at Fox, there was just so much changing. We got bought by a big corporation called Sinclair. There was no more high school sports show. They were having me do more news stories, which I never really wanted to do. And everything kind of changed. And I was already just kind of starting to think like, I don't know what's next for me. And I did a story with Chris at Special Guest for the news. Mm. And I thought, wow, this is a cool concept. I feel like I could really do something here. And then not that much later, I saw them have a job posting, and I'm like, this is probably a sign, you know, it's my time to go. And so yeah, I put in my 2 weeks and got married. And then when I got back from my honeymoon, I started as Special Guest the next day, and it was really cool. It was tough because I did end up getting pregnant right away. So you know, the struggle of morning sickness and being at a new job and getting into a new role. And then when I came back after having my son, you know, it was pumping at work, and all my clients were on the West Coast. I was booking acts for places in California, all over the place. So I would be in the office in Wilkes-Barre from 9 to 5. This is with a, you know, 4-month-old. So I'd be in the office from 9 to 5, but then all my clients being on the West Coast, I'd have to put out fires at home. And with my son going to sleep at like 7 o'clock, you know how it is when they're that sure. age, I was just working. That's all I was doing was working. And I'm just like, you know, this is a cause I can get behind, and I like who I'm working for. This is really cool, but I'm not seeing my son. So what is this for? You know, what is yeah. this all for? So then I decided to leave after a few years there, and just kind of take that stay-at-home mom role, but also doing the Penguins, like I said, part-time, because I could go and do that at night while my son was already sleeping. So sure. I was still getting to be at home with him, but keep up my skills of hosting and entertaining.
Right. It's so, you know, important that, you know, you're there, obviously, I mean, it's a little different for you, right? As a mother and as the person who gave birth to your child. But it's so important to be there for those early years. And like, I think Jordan Peterson had this quote, it kind of goes around the internet about, you know, they're only kids for like, you know, 5 years. Like,
yeah.
And once it's gone, it's gone. And it's like, that hit me. I heard that for the first time when I was in Disney with our son back in April. And, you know, just seeing like his, you know, how he was amazed by everything and just those moments that, you know, I'll never get to experience again. I mean, and then he says, yeah, you can have another child, but like the time with the first one, it's done, it's gone. Like it's on to the next. And before you know it, like they're going to be teenagers and they're going to hate you for X amount of years. And it's just like,
no,
yeah,
no.
It sucks. It's so like, you know, being an adult and a parent like puts life in so much perspective. And I mean, I wish I would have been a father far sooner than you know what it turned out to be. But my wife was in school for 1,000 years because she's smart and wanted to be successful, you know, whatever. So when we had a different path as far as, you know, when we were going to get married and have children, but it's just amazing. Like, you know, that, you know, the life changes like in an instant, like nothing else matters. Like, you know, you said like you have this job that you really liked, but you know, you're not seeing your son and you're missing those moments. And, the time that, you know, even though you're splitting the time, it's, you want to give 100% to them and obviously your job too, but it's like, you know, which one's more important?
Right. And I'm sure you understand this facet as well. You know, yeah. When you're in the entertainment booking, you know, expected to go to shows and go out. And I was yearning to just raise my son, like be with my baby. You know, it's like such a mother's instinct sort of thing. I was just like, this isn't right. Like I want to be at home. So I'm grateful that I was able to start working from home via social media.
Yeah. So you jumped back when the Penguins did some hosting with the home games. Like I said, I saw you, I think it was 2000. It may have been actually early 2020. I think it was maybe January or February. It was probably January because I remember that day I put I played a Super Bowl pool. So it had to be like January. So how long did you do that for?
That was just a year. And then
COVID hit, right?
COVID hit. Yeah. So right like at 2 months later. Season, yeah. And everybody was like, yeah, we'll see each other in a week or so. Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks to, what is it? Stop the spread or stop the curve, yeah. Or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, so COVID, terrible for the entire world, right? People are losing their jobs. People are losing their family members. It changes the world. Like, but for you, in this case, for the better, it gave you an opportunity to focus on online content and online creation and focus on, you know, what your passion was. So talk about that. I mean, you have 200, and I think I checked last, 296,000 followers on Instagram. I think I don't follow you on TikTok. I don't think maybe you're even bigger there, but it doesn't happen overnight. But like talk about, I mean, the success is wild. I remember seeing you posting Instagram photos of like, you know, your 100,000 follower and then just kind of that, like that buzz going and like, just talk about all that.
Honestly, it's really crazy. You know what really happened? You remember the beginning of YouTube when people were just starting to really make content and kind of make careers out of it. And there was this little boom, this little bust. That is exactly what happened with TikTok. So I was home. I was basically bored. The entire world shut down. At this time, we were still isolating from our parents. You know, we didn't know what was going on. So I started just scrolling TikTok, watching videos, and I saw a couple people making videos on makeup tips or little hair tutorials. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I could do that. I could totally do that. So I just kind of set up the phone in my living room and started making little videos. Oh, how to make your makeup last for 12 hours. Things I had learned from the sidelines or, you know, hair tips, how to curl your hair. And they really just took off. The algorithm really favored the type of content I was making. I was able to gain followers quickly. So this was about 2 years ago. I started from scratch. Now I have like 2.6 million followers on TikTok. Wow. And yeah, almost 300K now on Instagram. And I really contribute it to consistency. It's not always easy to stay on top of things and come up with new content ideas every day. But I truly love doing this. So for me, it's just finding the time to film because the ideas are never ending. And I have such a passion for it that I am thrilled to do it every day.
You mentioned being consistent. How often are you doing this per week?
So, well, here's the thing, because I am a stay-at-home mom and my son, he only goes to like a daycare school 3 times a week, only for a couple of hours. So I kind of, you know, I'll work when he goes to bed. So now, you know, later in the evening. But then one day a week, my parents take my son and then I batch content. So I will plan out, you know, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this makeup tip, that hair thing. I'll plan it all out. And I'll sometimes film 10 videos in a day and then kind of stagger them throughout the week. And I try to post one time a day on TikTok and Instagram. But I do also, I've started to take weekends off so I don't deal with content creation burnout, which happens to a lot of creators. So I make sure to also have a good balance and take time off as well.
And, you know, me as a user of TikTok, I go through and I see things and they're funny, they're humorous. I don't know that everyone understands how much time goes into a lot of these things. So the prep work and, you know, the comedic sketches are, you know, probably, you know, storyboarded or whatever it might be. Like, is that the same for you? Like, do you kind of have to sit down with every topic that you're going to discuss and kind of have a plan? Like, I mean, how does that work?
See, I'm kind of at an advantage in the fact that I produced and I filmed and edited all of my own stories, shows, commercial spots for 10 years for TV. So my brain already works in the way of, if I come up with a topic of how to curl your hair, I can already see it in my head. Well, I want to start with this shot and I know I'm going to transition to this and I'll do a voiceover there. It'll be 20 seconds flat. Like, that's just the way my mind works. So that's kind of built in to my content. I'm lucky in that my brain works that way. So basically what I just do is I go in my notes app in my phone and I'll just jot down idea after idea. I mean, I have too many ideas and not enough time, because sometimes I'll just like wake up in the morning and go, oh yeah, this, you know, if there's something going on in pop culture, I'll do, you know, a makeup tutorial. So I have idea after idea just on my notes app. And then when I sit down, I'll just kind of organize my day and see what makes the most sense and just film a whole bunch in a row. And then I edit after, but I love to edit. I have always loved to edit video.
I wish, and we talked earlier about the fact that, like, you know, your entire career kind of prepared you for this moment, right? I wish, like, looking back on, you know, my preparation for, anything, I wish I paid more attention in Photoshop class with Dr. Moore. Is Dr. Moore?
Yeah, Dr. Jane Clenner Moore.
Yeah, just solely so I could make a graphic to post on. But I mean, even graphics are outdated right now. You have to have the videos are king, right? But it's just it's amazing. Like, it's so cool that, like, you never know. Like you said before, you never know what's going to happen. So it's so cool to see you, like, where you're at now and this whole social media, thing that you have going on. But I mean, with all that attention, you know, you become, you know, a valuable asset for, you know, sponsorships. And I'm sure that's kind of how the, you know, a lot of things that you do, are made possible. So can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, I truly never in a million years thought I would be able to get sponsorships with the biggest makeup companies in the world. I still pinch myself. I mean, it's not really that long ago where, you know, I was home and jobless and like, man, I really want this foundation, but it's like $50, you know? And now, like, these same companies are sending me on brand trips and I'm doing brand deals. It's truly mind-boggling. I'm just so grateful. I didn't know that this was possible.
The internet, man. I always say it's a blessing and
a
curse.
The internet, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Blessing and a curse.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume, too, like, you know, being in the beauty world, you're helping people you know, with the beauty tips and things like that, like, it's probably very rewarding. I'm sure like a lot of fans are saying, oh, thank you so much for X, Y, and Z. Like, I never would have thought of this. Or again, my wife was like, I bought this beach waver and I've used it every day since. It's like, I mean, that's got to feel really good too.
Yeah. I do get a lot of DMs from people who just kind of say, you know, I haven't put on a lipstick in 20 years or I haven't done my hair in 20 years, but your content has so much joy. And you really make me want to just, you know, play around with makeup and have fun again, because one of the main components to my content is that beauty should be fun. So we shouldn't take it so seriously. I'm a big believer in, you know, there's no age limit on fun hairstyles or glitter. I think we should do what makes us happy. If we're not hurting anybody, then I think we should just do what makes us happy and live our lives, because we're on a giant floating rock in the middle of nowhere. And if we wear glitter eyeshadow, then who cares? You know, I want people to know that it's okay to be yourself and have fun and not care what people think.
Yeah. I mean, that's become, pretty spoken about, especially as of, you know, the last couple of years when, you know, we talk about mental health and the state we've all been in, and, you know, the pandemic and social distancing and, you know, stay home and don't kiss your parents and shit like that. I just think it's really cool that you're able to not only have success for yourself, but like that translates and that kind of is handed down to other people. And that's got to be really rewarding. So good for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I really love connecting with people and just, yeah, helping people be a little more confident or a little more joyful, for sure.
Now, do you have tips for men too, or just is it just females?
My tips are for everyone, but I'm trying to think if I have any male oriented tips for you. Maybe,
I mean, maybe not me, but I mean, I you could tell me something, and I'm probably not going to listen. Like I just turned 40. I'm gaining weight by the day. I see pictures of myself now and I'm like, holy shit, dude, you got to do something with your life. But I'm saying like maybe a young man who's like out there and like, you know, wants to look good and feel good. And, you know, that life is, you know, that's over for me. But I mean,
skin, you can't go wrong with skincare. Skincare is for everyone, for all ages. Maybe incorporate a nice retinol into your routine for some skin, cell turnover.
I like this because retinol,
some eye cream.
I mentioned that I just turned 40, and this one's been a hard one for me. I don't know if it's just a number or what it is, but like I've done a lot of self-reflecting and like, you know, have I done enough with my life? Am I a good father? Am I a good husband? Have I set myself up for like, you know, to, you know, age great, more gracefully, like whether it's physically or financially or whatever it might be. So I look in the mirror a lot too. And I'm like, oh man, like, this right here, this wasn't there. I don't know if it's like, you know, the job I have now.
Are you getting puffiness?
It's not puffy. It's just, it's maybe, but it's also like, I see the wrinkles coming. The wrinkles in there. You can't see them on this, this video, I'm sure, but it's not Claire's good.
Double eye serum, Popco.
So, okay. So this is yours? Is this your own?
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Well, I thought maybe you had it.
I did have a sponsorship video with this company, but that's not why I'm telling you to use this. It's truly incredible. Clarins double eye serum.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Aaron's. Okay. So Clarins. So I'm also like very, what's the word? Untrusting. There's a better word for it. I don't know, but I trust you because we're friends and you wouldn't lie to me.
I never would. That's one thing I will say. A lot of people ask me because I get a lot of PR and I do sponsorships. And people are like, did you ever like just say you liked something when you really didn't? And I truly haven't. I turn down a lot of sponsorships and I even make reviews with products that I've received, you know, that are negative, because it's so much more important for me to have the audience trust me than sure. Be in good graces with brands. So I feel like if you're familiar with my content at all, you know that I kind of don't bullshit. I'm just like, I tell people how it is, but people appreciate that.
Well, for sure. I mean, the internet, you know, we mentioned a blessing and a curse. It can be a scary place where people are lying to you, and you know, like ads get served to you for reasons that you maybe you do or don't want them. And my cat is gonna, my God, but no, it's like so. I think it's really cool that you're also you stand behind the reviews you or the products you support and believe in, but also give those negative reviews too, because I'm sure you witnessed it in, you know, being in the form of media you were in. And I was in entertainment, entertainment newspaper. But a lot of the reviews that they did for concerts, you know, the writers are getting free tickets. So it's like, I think people were afraid to ever give a bad review because they're afraid that like, oh, let's just say Mohegan Sun, right? It's, you know, they trash it. Mohegan Sun has nothing to do with the performance other than booking the show. Sometimes it's not even them booking it. That's an outside promoter. But, you know, they don't want to, like, you know, shit on the area or shit on a venue. And so they're fearful of writing a bad review of the concert. But, like, I think that's what makes you credible, too, is, like, if you can't like everything, right?
No. And the way I always looked at it was that it serves me nothing if I tell you, oh, this lip gloss is great and you go get it and it sucks, like that does nothing for me. It makes you not trust me. So I'm always super truthful, and I'm grateful that I am to the point now where I can just only work with brands that I use and I've loved for a long time, and they're super reputable. So none of the sponsorships that I take are, you know, that I stand behind everything 100%.
Cool. Can we go back to what a 40-year-old aging man can outside?
Yeah, I'll set you up. I'll send a message to Amanda. I'll get you hooked up with a whole routine, all right, yes, a five-step routine.
Okay. Well, we had a conversation. We did. I sit there and look in the mirror. I'm like, babe. I'm like, I mean, I don't know. It's like, so I have a job now where I'm on the computer a lot more than I used to be. So I was like, is it because I'm on a computer a lot of the day? Like, is it just because I'm getting older? Like, it's a combination of both, probably, most likely. But yeah, it's been difficult. I keep telling people, like, you know, I mean, the average lifespan for an adult male, I think, is like 76. So I like to say, like, if I live to 80, like half my life is like over. So you think about it like that, and everyone's like, oh, that's a bad way to think about it, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, it's reality. Like, we're gonna die.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that I get to 80. Damn. Right? I mean, I hope I'm.
How do we go from eye cream to we're all gonna die?
We're all gonna die. I mean, that's just what it is. I was gonna start a band called Dying Today. Because we're all on the downward. I mean, we're not up. We're going down. Unfortunately.
It's true. We're all on the way out.
It's up to us to you know, extend our life as long as possible. And I unfortunately, I don't know if it's because I'm too selfish or I'm just, I mean, it's a lot. It's like, I don't know when people find the time to, like, you know, work out and do those things. Cause they say, oh, it's just an excuse if you can't work out. And yeah, yes it is. But also, like, I mean, I'm sure you can attest to this. Like, if you're not with your son, if you're not with your husband, if you're not with your family, if you're not running into basketball practice on a Saturday, if you're not doing X, Y, Z, or, you know, daycare, like, if you're not, you know, doing your content, which is obviously a great source of income for you as well, you know, if you're not doing these things, like, who else is going to, right?
I just had this conversation with my husband. I'm like, when do people go to the gym? When do you work out? And the thing is, I love to move and I love to be active. I love to go for walks, but when am I going to do it?
Right.
Like, I just, there's no time.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Could I get up earlier? Maybe. But it's like, I say like, I go to work all day. I come home. We eat dinner together as a family. We do, you know, bath time. We do, you know, let's watch some TV, or we play board games and, you know, read the books before bed. And then if I'm not doing this, like, I genuinely enjoy sitting down next to my wife on the couch, whether we're watching something stupid on TV, you know, is that a moment I could be exercising? Sure. But I genuinely enjoy spending time with my wife. And are we always watching TV? No, we're talking about life. We're talking about the future for our children. We're talking about, you know, just, you know, whatever, like, which I really enjoy doing. So it's like, where do you find the time to exercise? And I guess I could just do, maybe I just do 30 minutes a day or something, just something, right? Just something.
It's so hard. It's so hard. I'm the wrong person because I haven't worked out in years.
There was a period, I think I went 2 weeks. So I bought kettlebells, like maybe five.
Oh, we've all been through our kettlebell era.
I bought them 5 years ago. Never used them. They've traveled to like maybe two different homes now that I've lived in. And they were in my basement. Actually, at one point, I took them from my basement to my bedrooms and said, I put them right next to the side of my bed saying, if anything else, I'm going to wake up every day and at least look at these things. Like, they're going to be looking back at me and I'm going to have to do that. So they sat on my floor, my bedroom for probably 4 weeks after I brought them upstairs. And then for 2 weeks, I was doing it. I was waking up, I was swinging the kettlebells, doing whatever. And it felt great. But that lasted for 2 weeks. And I was like, well, I think shortly after that, we had our daughter, and then she's been in a bassinet in our bedroom. So like me waking up, you know, doing the kettlebell thing wasn't going to happen. But it just changes things
too. You have to want to, though. You have to want to work out. You can't force yourself because you'll never get into a habit.
I know. A decade ago, 10 years ago, I can't believe I'm saying this. 10 years ago, I got in the best shape of my life when I was 30 years old. I was doing a boxing routine with world-class boxing in Kingston. But I was miserable. I was literally...
Yeah, you're probably eating like chicken out of a can and water.
Yeah,
for
it was
dinner.
Miserable. Like planned out meals, everything was weighed, working out 5 days a week, supplements, like no alcohol. Like it was a miserable existence. Like, but I mean, it worked, right? But like, it was just miserable. Like, it's no way to live. And I don't know how to, like, I don't
it's
know
about
the
balance.
Middle
ground. It's all about
yeah,
balance.
I don't know where that is. I don't know where the middle ground is.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have the answers to that.
You're just helping beautify the world. So that's good.
I'll just help contour the double chins that we get as we age.
That's why I have the beard. I don't tell many people this. I only have a beard to hide. I don't have a strong jaw. And my chin is like a knuckle. So I hide it. I hide it all with the beard. Pro tip. That's the main tip for the guys out there. Hide your soft jaw with a beard. You'll be all right.
Beard contour.
Yeah. But you mentioned earlier that you have your own beach waiver. I mean, is that where it kind of all started with you? Or like how did, I mean, talk about that. Because I feel like that's a big deal.
Yeah, that was one of the very first YouTube tutorials I ever made way, way back. This is when I was still at Fox and trying to make the beauty blogger thing happen. I just bought this really cool curling iron that rotates itself, and I thought it was the neatest thing, and I loved using it, so I made a tutorial, and that was probably, 8 years ago, something like that. And then when I started to kind of take off on social media, they reached out and they said, oh, can we send you our newest model? And we want to form a relationship with you. And then 2 years down the line, they asked me if I wanted to come out with my own beach waiver and design it, design the box, come out with which models we would do. And that launched in October. And went phenomenally well. Just about sold out as of a few days ago. So very, very happy with that. And such a cool thing that a product that I've loved and used for so, so long and I could really stand behind would be my first product launch.
So talk about that. I mean, you said you're picking the colors, you're picking the which one, like, how does that work? I mean, is it named after? Is it the Aaron
Yurchak? Let me grab it for you.
Yeah. What is that? Like, that's amazing to me.
I have my pajamas on.
Oh, you're like Hugh Hefner, but the female version. I like it.
Okay.
That's funny.
So the name I came up with for the collection is the Retro Waves Collection. So when we were talking about designs or aesthetics or colors that I liked, I have always loved the super poppy, fun, like late 60s, early 70s era of beauty, makeup and hair. It was just all about kind of fun and individuality and expressing yourself. So I had a couple of meetings with their designers, and we went over kind of some of the fonts, like this 70s font here, and the colors. And then I had my little photo shoot. So there I am on the box. That's so my little cool bio. And I came out with two barrel sizes. One is a 1 inch and one is a 1 1/4 inch. And here it is. And on the bottom here, it has my initials, EDJ.
That's so wild.
I know. Isn't it so crazy? And now to think that thousands and thousands of people have these all over the country and they're using them. Crazy. Wild. I'm so proud.
You should be. I mean, like, so are you like in boardrooms with the execs, like with like, they have like different images of like what your product can look like? How does that work?
Yeah. So it started off as just a Zoom with their founder and their head of creative, and just kind of going over buzzwords that I wanted my collection to kind of embody, colors I liked, and like mood boards. I made a few mood boards of some designs, and then they'd come back and we'd kind of fine tune it a little bit. And then, yeah, I'd say after about four meetings, we had our final look and it went off to the factory.
That's so wild.
Crazy.
How many were made?
10,000.
10,000. And you're almost sold out.
Just about.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I sold out of like 104 packs of beer, so I don't know.
That's impressive too.
thanks for being kind. I have a dummy can here. I teamed up with a local brewery, Back Mountain Brewery, in Dallas, and we made maybe 400 beers. I think it was about 104 packs. So 400 beers. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then the proceeds that we made off of it, I donated to my high school music program.
Oh,
so,
that's,
I mean,
really cool.
It's no 10,000 units, but.
But it's really cool though.
This whole thing just amazes me. And it's like, it's such a cool thing, like, to see happen. It really is.
Yeah, I'm proud of myself that I never gave up, because it would have been really easy to just kind of forget about, you know, the passions that I had and just try to get back to like a 9-to-5 and just play it safe. And I'm proud of myself. I never gave up and stayed consistent, and, you know, I give it my all every day.
Right. And I mean, none of this happens without, you know, support from family, friends. And obviously, I mean, your husband, what does he think about all this?
Oh my gosh. He's my biggest supporter. We always talk about how at the very beginning, when I started making videos, he was just like, babe, you have 100 followers. Like, you're killing it. You have 100 people. 100 followers. He's like, you're going to be amazing at this. You have all the skills, and anything I can do to help you, like, I will. And now to see where it is, and gosh, like, I'm so grateful that I have him as a partner, because I can do any of it without him, because he's such a good father. You know, when I need to come in and film, or I travel a lot for work, so he has to work around his schedule, and my parents have to swoop in and help. They're just angels, and it's a big, everybody working together. And I'm unbelievably lucky and grateful that I have the support system I do.
But it's also, it's not like you're also like, you know, just doing this and it's not some passion project. I mean, it is, but I'm sure, I mean, you know, I don't know the monetary results of all this. I'm not asking you to devolve that by any means, but I mean, this is like a career, and this is a revenue stream. This is support financially for your family too. So it's not like you're just, you know, I'm just going to, you know, film a silly video. Like, and that's what I do. This is what I'm doing. This is solely a passion thing for me. Like, you know, I have some great sponsors that enable me to make this, you know, worth doing. I'm not going to quit my day job, unfortunately, but I mean, what you're doing is not only rewarding personally, I'm sure it's rewarding financially, and I mean, you're winning.
Thank you. Been through a lot of ups and downs. You know, it's definitely not such a awesome, nice trajectory as, you know, things often get encapsulated into. But I do feel like I'm glad this all happened to me a little bit later in life, a little bit in my later 30s, because I'm at a better space mentally than I ever have been. So I'm lucky for some of the things that I've been through that have made me into a strong person today.
And you mentioned you do a lot of traveling. What does that look like? I mean, are you meeting with, you know, salons or cosmetic companies? Like, are you showing people how to use your product? Like, what does that look like?
So, a lot of the trips that I do are actually brand trips. So for instance, I just got back from a trip with Tarte Cosmetics, and, they sent us to Key Largo. And basically, if there's a new launch for a product, you know, there's a big buzz around it. So they send beauty influencers and beauty editors to a location and teach them about the product and kind of, you know, like a wine and dine, like a little schmoozy sort of thing, to form a good relationship and tell you about the product in the hopes that you'll use it, you'll like it, you'll talk about it, but you don't have to. So most of the traveling I do is for brand trips. I just started going to movie premieres, which has been really cool. I'm going to the premiere of the new Whitney Houston biopic in 2 weeks in New York City with Mac. I've partnered with Mac for a multi-deal package in the new year. So I'll be working with them a lot. And yeah, I go to a lot of events. A lot of times brands will just host an event for networking or in conjunction with a sponsorship. So I get to travel a lot. It's really fun. And I love to travel. So that's one of my favorite parts of it all.
I mean, who would have thought? You're doing everything, all your loves. You get to be there for your family.
Grateful. Yeah. I have a gratitude journal. It's right here every single morning when I wake up, gratitude journal, and every single night before I go to bed. So,
I don't even know what I would say every day. I mean, like, I just
it can be anything. And I've done this for years, even when I was down and not in a good mental space. Focusing on gratitude will just change your entire life, change your perspective. It doesn't have to be anything big. You know, you can be grateful that you're breathing, that you're walking today. It just changes everything.
Did that play a big part, do you think, for where you are right now?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. To be able to be grateful when things aren't going your way and see the good in things, it changes your brain chemistry.
Yeah.
And it's almost like a manifestation.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you're doing everything you love. You get to be, you know, there for your family physically, financially, you get to travel, you know, you're doing beauty for a living, which is something you love. Like, what an amazing thing. So, I mean, again, I'm so happy for you. It's,
Thank you so much.
I've seen like I've known of you for a long time. We've had the same circle of friends to a degree. You said we worked in the same industry for a moment. So it's just really cool to see that success for someone like not only like that I know, but also someone who deserves it. I mean, I see you as a mother.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I see you as a mother. And I see you as a friend, and it's just it's one of those things where it's good things happen to good people. So what's next for Aaron Dugan? Aaron Dugan, your check.
Oh my gosh!
Right, today is what, the November 28th. This will probably be released middle of December. So we're talking about a new year. A lot of people talk about new year, new me. I'm sure you're thinking, new year, new products, new partners, new whatever. What does the new year look like for you? Do you think?
Honestly, I'm just so happy right now. With how everything's going, I'd be happy if everything stayed the same. But I'd also love to maybe work on having my own brand. I don't know if that's in the hair space, makeup space, skincare, lifestyle. I don't know where I see that yet, but I feel like that's the end goal. If it's next year, if it's in 10 years, to be able to have my own baby, my own line, that would be incredible. But also just cultivate good, keep my friendships going, keep my family going, and try to make everything super balanced. I never want to get too caught up, and I want to make sure that I always remember what's important. That's,
for sure.
Yeah, 2023. Oh my God, 2023 doesn't even sound real.
So bad. It's so bad.
What? So weird.
It's so bad. Any advice you can give to, maybe someone who looks up to you and they want to do something similar? I mean, I'm sure people who are doing what you're doing, I'm sure it's like podcasts. It's oversaturated. It's hard to break into, certain areas of the internet and those different outlets. Like what's something that a person who aspires to be like what you're doing, what can they do to maybe kind of enter that space?
Something I always tell people is that even if it is a saturated space, there's only one you. There will only ever be one you, and you have a point of view, you have something to say, and don't ever feel like not good enough, because you're unique and you offer your own point of view. So you'll always have that. And if you're truly passionate about something, it'll show. You're not going to have to worry about, am I coming across passionate enough? Can I come up with ideas? If it's in your bloodstream, whatever your passion is, that'll show. Be consistent, be kind, and don't be afraid to be yourself, and don't worry what people say about you, because people are going to talk shit no matter what, whatever you do. So do what makes you happy.
Do you have haters out there?
Of course. Yeah. I have almost 3 million followers in total. So there's lots of exposure to some wackies. But, I used to get prison fan mail back in the day at the news station.
Oh,
so
sure. Yeah.
I'm used to having some trolls, I guess.
do you get caught up in that? Because I mean, a lot of people say like who reach a level of success or a level of followers, and the internet's again, blessing and curse. The internet is a space where there are no repercussions for things you type or say, right? Anyone can say, oh, you're a piece of shit, or you're ugly, or you're that, or you're this. I mean, initially, was it something that you paid attention to and then you kind of decided like, I'm not going to get caught up in this? Like how did you navigate that?
Again, because of the experience I had being in local television and seeing comments online or viewer emails or things like that, I was used to people picking apart my appearance or, oh, her voice is weird, or, and she looks fat in that shirt, that kind of a thing.
Right.
I was used to that. So that helped a lot going into gaining a very large following. But the biggest thing that helps in that regard is that I have to remember that nobody who's in a good mental space and is happy ever wants to bring someone down. Like if you're in a good space, you feel no need to bring someone down. So I feel, you know, empathy towards people who feel the need to bring someone down for no reason. And I lead with that. So it helps me to not get too irritated. I'm just like, bless your heart. Bless your heart.
Well, there's that old saying, like, consider the source. There's that. And I want to kind of come back to what you said earlier. And we talked about, like, advice you can give. I really liked what you said before, and I've actually used that same saying myself to people. Obviously, I'm not at your level, but just don't say no. Like,
oh yeah,
just, you know, you never know what, you know, can lead to the next step in life or next opportunity. So yeah, just never don't say no, especially if you're young and you have opportunities, like, especially young kids. Like, I can't express that enough. Because you have so many opportunities as a young person when you have no responsibilities to fail and bounce back, and just, you know, that those opportunities are those gets when you get older and you have a family, you have a kid and all that kind of stuff, it's like you can't take those risks that much. But if you're young, like, don't say no. Just if you get presented with something that makes sense, do it. But that's all I
exactly got. That's one of the biggest things when I speak with college students. I'm just like, even if it's not your thing, or you don't think it's your thing, you don't know. Try it. You might meet somebody there. You know, you might pick up a skill that you had no idea you even liked. So
sure.
Yeah. Don't say no.
Cool. And where can people find you on social media? Do you have your own website? Do you, I mean, obviously TikTok and Instagram?
Yeah, those are the top two. I'm on YouTube as well, but TikTok's my main platform, and it's just my name, Erin Dugan Yerchak. And Instagram is at Erin Dugs, D-U-G-E-S. That never changed from my my nickname growing up. So you can find me at Erin Dugs. And yeah, YouTube is just Erin Dugan Yerchak.
Cool. Well, Erin, thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's late. You got a family. You got videos to make, all that kind of fun stuff. So I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. It's a wonderful thing to see a friend of mine and you know, someone, you know, good things happen to a good person. So I wish you continued success. And please send that skincare to my wife or to me directly. I mean, whatever. I trust you. I trust that you won't steer me in the wrong direction. I think it's like one of those things, you have to get ahead of it, right? Like, you can't wait till you get wrinkles. You have to be preventative, right?
Well, I mean, I hate to say it, but sunscreen. I mean, sunscreen is the most important. I've been wearing sunscreen every single day since I was probably 17.
I do use sunscreen. Well, more now as like a grown old adult. maybe not so much like in my mid-20s, but definitely now as an old person. But
yeah, I'll give Amanda all the tips. Sweet. But thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I'll be putting you in my gratitude journal tonight for having me.
Sweet. That's amazing. Well, Erin, thank you again. Again, I wish you all the success, the continued success that you've had. So I'll see you on Saturday at unless you're out of town traveling, but I'll see you Saturday at
practice. I'll be there. Sounds good.
Awesome. See you. Thanks there. Again. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you so much.
All right. See you.
Bye.